Here's Chekalura with Natural North Dakota.
If August had an official color, it would have to be yellow. It seems like everywhere we look right now, yellow flowers predominate. The yellow flowers of curlicup, gumweed, and trefoil grace the shoulders of many gravel and blacktop roads across the state. Goldenrods and sunflowers are in bloom on our prairies and elsewhere. Road ditches and other low areas are awash with yellow flowers of sow thistles. And, of course, the sunflower fields are in bloom, although they're not as widespread as in the past. Sunflowers are members of the aster family and belong to the genus Helianthus, which comes from the Greek translation of helio, or sun, and anthus, flower. The common name is likely a reference to the huge yellow blooms which can remind us of the sun. Sunflowers don't track the sun, however. Just watch a sunflower field for a day. Many among us may not know that what we generally think of as a flower of a member of the aster family is actually a flower cluster or inflorescence, and sunflowers are a good example. The flowers in the center of the head are called the disc flowers, while the flowers on the periphery of the head produce petal-like structures and are called ray flowers. Dandelions, on the other hand, produce all ray flowers. It might surprise you, but there are over half a dozen species of sunflowers that can be found in North Dakota. Three or four species, however, comprise most of what we see. Most of the weedy sunflowers along road right-of-ways, field margins, old badger dens, and other disturbed areas are the common sunflower, or Helianthus annuus. The common sunflower is native to our region, and the domesticated version of this species is what stands tall and proud in the sunflower fields across the state. Perhaps the most widely observed sunflower on upland prairie across the state is stiff sunflower. This perennial sunflower grows to between 1 and 3 feet tall. It has opposite leaves that are ovate, rough, stiff, and typically point upwards. It generally is observed growing in patches due to the production of spreading rhizomes. Maximilian sunflower is also quite common. It grows lower on the landscape, for example, wet meadows. Like rigid sunflower, its rhizoma is perennial, but the leaves are distinctly different. Unlike the coarse and rough leaves of rigid sunflower, those of Maximilian sunflower are not rough at all and are folded and curved downward. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.